are now listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Wherever you are on planet Earth, wherever you are in this world, the world system, wherever you are in the USA, thank you for listening to the Paul McGuire Report. On today's program, I want to bring truth into the darkness by exposing a dark, hidden agenda and what some people allege are the groups, the institutions, and the super powerful people that are behind this hidden agenda. You know, I really think it's time for a lot of people in America, and especially those that call themselves Christians, to wake up from this naive, blind trust that they have regarding institutions, powerful individuals, the media, the so-called experts, the so-called scientists, etc. One needs to be very, very careful in today's environment and really filter through the disinformation, the lies, and the propaganda so that you can guide your life and make decisions that will enable you to overcome. You know, I was just talking to a good friend minutes ago before I walked into the studio, and he was sharing with me some very important personal decisions he's had to make, and in some case, life and death decisions. And one of the greatest challenges that he was sharing was his lack of trust in the so-called experts, the so-called people that in years past you would normally trust because their credibility, I'm talking about institutions, categories of experts, etc., that are giving advice that, you know, I don't claim to be an expert in everything, and I say that all the time, but people are giving advice that is, it's all over the research community, if you dig for it, not the superficial research communities, but if you dig deep into the research, you know, people, experts, doctors of all kinds, prestigious doctors, are providing us with information. And, you know, the days are gone where you just flick your brain switch off and turn it into autopilot and just crash and burn with your life. You have to take an active role. And that may bother you, but I'm trying to spare your life. I've seen too many Christians, especially, and just regular Americans, I've seen too many of them put blind trust in institutions, individuals, and so-called experts, and they didn't do any comparative homework. They didn't do any comparisons between the advice they were given by the so-called experts and doing a little bit of their own research. Because I'll tell you what, in most cases, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to do a little research or, you know, a couple hours here. And you do it bite-sized and you read stuff that you can understand. I mean, it doesn't help to read something that's way over your head and my head. But the point is, when you have wisdom and knowledge, it lowers vastly the percentage of the possibility of you or a loved one being destroyed or victimized. And this is so important. I mean, I just talked to this guy minutes ago, and I talk to people constantly. People send emails and letters to the ministry, Paul McGuire Ministries, Paradise Mountain Church, for prayer. And many of the prayers is they need God to move, but they need God to give them wisdom. Okay, when it comes to wisdom, you can't win the great spiritual battle for America, for your life, for your children's lives and your grandchildren's lives, unless you know the nature of your enemy in the spiritual battle, exactly who it is or what groups they are that are fighting you, and you don't know it. It's not just you up against an institution or an expert or whatever, but you're being attacked, and primarily you're being attacked psychologically. The goal is to whittle away and erode the credibility of who you are as a child of God who has an opinion that's worth something, to the degree that you've prayed and to the degree that you've done a little homework. And don't surrender the land God told you to occupy. That could be the land of interpersonal relationships. Don't surrender the land that God gave you to occupy. Don't back down out of fear. Now, you can't be pugnacious and adamant and headstrong without any facts to back you up. You've got to have some knowledge. And you got to pay the price. You don't have to be, you know, a PhD level expert, but you need to have a basic knowledge, just a basic knowledge, because that will be far more knowledge than the people you're talking to will have in most cases. And don't allow yourself to be discounted by the media, the experts, the establishment, the so-called experts among your friends and family. Don't allow them to shut up your voice. Use wisdom. Be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. I'm looking at an article here, a very powerful article, and it's entitled "The COVID Collaborators: Shock and Awe." And it's part of an investigative series by Maddie Bannon, that was originally published on James Jordan's Manufacturing Reality website. And it's a very well-researched article on what's happening, the history of this whole vaccination thing, the history of vaccines and pandemics and stuff, where all this came from, especially beginning in modern times. Because, well, all this stuff that is being used to terrorize us, both psychologically and physically, this stuff, you know, emerged all around us with a dizzying violence. And then when you do the research that this article is one of many credible articles that I've read, and the key is to always read credible articles. And when you know something about the subject, which I do, it really helps you in determining the credibility of what you're reading. So this journalist investigator was investigating into the nearly $500,000 grant that was paid to the University of Virginia by the Rockefeller Foundation to help cover the cost of developing the COVID Commission Planning Group, CCPG. Now, I've been researching the Rockefeller Foundation for decades and decades and decades. And that's why when I tell you to read my books, you don't have to read them in a particular sequential order. But understand that my books are designed to be read, because when you begin, I've written 38 books, and the books are designed to be read for the most part to incrementally raise the bar of your knowledge and wisdom and equip you. So in the books, in a sequential order, I'll talk about things like manipulating your mind, psychological warfare, the Rockefeller Foundation. And I'll keep taking you up the steps of like a mountain of knowledge. And I don't mean anything mystical about that. You got to be careful what you say these days, because people become deranged at the slightest thing that may have some ambiguity. I'm not into Eastern mysticism. Okay, so you will discover that the Rockefeller Foundation, going back to the original Rockefeller, who had a terrible reputation, and he started Standard Oil in New Jersey. He started the giant oil companies. He started the entire official medical establishment. He established the licensing for doctors and psychiatrists and hospitals, and basically the Rockefeller family, due to its vast fortune, took over the pharmaceutical industry, the psychological industry, and the medical industry. And that has not necessarily been, according to many experts, a good thing. So, in this investigative article, they talk about the man who directs this group, and how he spent a great deal of time arranging the advisor team. Okay, so remember, we're talking about the Rockefeller Foundation helping to bankroll the costs of developing the COVID Commission Planning Group. And in this group of advisors, there's a long list of doctors, pharmaceutical company board members, they make money off it, former politicians, they get paid big bucks as lobbyists, public policy makers, and former FDA officials, Federal Drug Administration officials, or as some might call them, stakeholders, containing a lot of the usual suspects. So when you go back to the founding of the American Medical Association and groups like that, when you go back to the founding of those groups, it all started with the Rockefeller fortune. And they took over the pharmaceutical industry, the drug industry, I'm talking about legal drugs, the drug industry, the psychological industry, hospitals, medicine, the entire thing. And they developed what was called Western medicine. And they're very hostile to any alternative forms of medicine. And I'm talking about legitimate alternative forms of medicine. So this planning group, talk about a smoking gun, this planning group of the COVID Commission included plans. One was entitled, quote, "The Biorevolution." And here's a list of their accomplishments. Their purpose is to launch an informational CCPG website, media relations, and assistance that led to a dozen major stories and editorials endorsing the CCPG's work guidance provided by the Miller Center scholars and senior fellows, fiduciary responsibilities in managing the working group's finances, and philanthropic grants. That's where people like Bill Gates, et cetera, come in with the grants coming from their foundations. So, it's very interesting that before the COVID pandemic broke out, before the vaccination was supposedly invented and released to the public, the Rockefeller Foundation had already done, a year before COVID broke out, the Rockefeller Foundation had already mapped out test scenarios regarding a new digital monetary system, a new digital monetary system and surveillance system, and a new digital wireless and futuristic, never-before-used technology in the form of the vaccine, which they claimed, you know, would cure people from getting COVID. Well, it hasn't. And the statistics, these are facts, not opinions. The statistics are very disturbing on a global basis regarding what's really happening to people, specifically people in certain high-risk age groups. And that could be very young or old or middle-aged or many different categories are highly vulnerable to getting or to suffering a fatality from getting the pandemic. So how is it that the Rockefeller brothers had information which enabled them to run trial runs and test runs in preparation for a COVID pandemic and the economic crisis or collapse that may happen because of a COVID pandemic? How come they knew this before it happened? Do they read a crystal ball? Okay, so the guy who heads up this commission planning group, their website features these emotionally appealing images, you know, designed to get your sympathy, your financial support, etc. And the writing on the website is deliberately provocative in that it reads like a gruesome tale of American tragedy and horror. And the people who are the heroes on the website, see, they elevate on a psychological level. Certain people are branded as the heroes, the experts, like they branded Fauci as a hero. Do you consider Fauci a hero? I don't even remotely consider him a hero. He looks like somebody who sold his soul to the devil. Now, that's obviously a metaphor because I have no knowledge if somebody sold themselves to the devil. It's simply that they're, and I'm not even a medical doctor, but I've heard that Fauci's medical credentials are extremely lacking. So my question is, do you trust him? I don't trust him. I could be wrong. It's just an intuitive thing. It's something in the eyes, feel like, and I'm not alleging that he's lying, but I feel like I'm being lied to. Well, because he keeps changing his opinion. Okay, so this COVID planning group talks about all the horror and tragedies of the pandemic on the American people and how important it is for, you know, institutional heroes to rise up to protect the helpless masses, that's me and you, from any more harm. How much more harm could possibly be unleashed compared to the horrors of the enormous harm that has already been released? How could you ask a question like that? That, and this isn't the author of the article, it's the head of this group. How could you possibly say that these institutional heroes helped the helpless masses from any more harm? Harm, the harm has happened and it continues to happen. Harm to the countless millions of people who are self-employed, independent contractors, family-owned businesses, small businesses owners, hardworking, working class, hardworking middle class, you know, the backbone of America, the people that don't get it all, a big cushion to sit on. They have to work hard, and they spend a lifetime to build a business. It could be any kind of business. It could be plumbing. It could be contracting. It could be high-tech consulting. It could be anything. But those people specifically, the middle class and working class, have been specifically targeted by the negative impacts of the pandemic. They've gone into bankruptcy. They've lost their houses. They've lost their businesses. They've lost their retirement funds, et cetera, et cetera. And nobody came to bail those people out. I remember watching it from day one, noticing the conspicuous discrimination as to who was getting government help and who was not getting government help. So the people who make the decisions are disconnected from us. They're millionaires and billionaires and trillionaires, and they took a wrecking ball to our economy. Now, you may not like Trump, and I'm not here to, you know, blow a horn for Trump. I'm simply saying that when Trump was president, specifically regarding the area of the economy and money in people's pockets, etc., and jobs, the Trump economy was booming. People were making money. The stock market was soaring. We were in an economic golden age. Manufacturing was returning to the United States. People's investments and retirement funds were safe. Abundance and prosperity was roaring in the American economic engine. I mean, you have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to have noticed that a businessman versus president after president who's just a rich kid. I mean, I could puke. One president after another president or whatever, all coming from super wealthy families, insiders, privileged, you know, didn't have to pay attention, parents opened doors with money. And these people are incompetent in terms of even the most, they couldn't manage and own and operate a pizza place, one pizza place, because they have zero business skills. So they have destroyed the economy. Right now, you and I, one of the major areas of suffering that's going on in the lives of people, psychological suffering, physical suffering, sickness, disease, stress, et cetera, isolation, depression, anxiety. What's causing all of these things? All of these negatives are being caused by a central driving force. People are absolutely terrified about the future. They're terrified about the future of our economy, their investments, jobs. They keep being told that they're going to lose their job to a robot or a cyborg. They keep hearing these holier-than-thou messages from the psychopath at the World Economic Forum's Global Reset, you know, the psychopath named Yuval Noah Harari, who is just like an intellectual fascist, evil of the worst kind. So, who is behind all this? There's clearly two sets of classes on planet Earth today. Oh, and one thing I want to add. There is, going back to heroes, we need to raise up institutional heroes. Well, it's very interesting that some of these so-called heroes that they're promoting are people like former FDA commissioners who are now part of the COVID Collaborative National Advisory Board. and he's doing the advising for government, but he simultaneously sits on the board of Johnson & Johnson, the powerful pharmaceutical and other company. Isn't that a conflict of interest? A company that developed one of the COVID-19 vaccination injections. Okay, so his company stands to make billions because they're in the process of developing an oral mRNA COVID-19 pill. So this guy has conflict of interest written all over him. He's not a hero. He's an opportunist. And then we have the DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, and these military industrial complex organizations and advisory corporations like the RAND Corporation. So these people are coming together, violating our Constitution and Bill of Rights. America is governed ultimately by legal documents that our founding fathers put there, pilgrims and Puritans, Bible-believing Christians. Those legal documents which govern and rule the United States of America, beginning in 1776, were unique and different than any other nation on planet Earth. So we have freedoms guaranteed in our Constitution and Bill of Rights: freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, the right to assemble and gather, the right to bear arms. I mean, on and on and on. The right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure. That means electronically and digitally also. So our rights are being beaten to death through the media and the internet. Our rights are being beaten to death unless you speak like a brainwashed clone and repeat the politically correct mantra on every. Whatever the system is saying is so, you have to repeat it word for word, like in communist China, like in a communist dictatorship, where you're profiled, you're punished, while these guys make hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Corrupt. Now, I'm not saying he's corrupt, but I'm saying the industry of private mega corporations interlocking with the leadership in government institutions and think tanks is very, very dangerous because of a conflict of interest. So, what we want to be careful of, we need to understand exactly who these people are, what their organizational structure looks like. And when we have that wisdom and knowledge to know who these people are and what their organizational structure looks like, then we have the possibility of defeating them and overcoming them. Okay, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. We're going to be back in a moment to dig deeper on the COVID collaborators' shock and awe and the powerful social engineers, CEOs, high-powered government officials, think tanks, and other groups that have formed what looks like a secret alliance, and they have allied themselves against the constitutional rights of the American public. And in fact, are the entire medical institution of modern medicine and the drug companies and the psychological companies and all that stuff are under the control of the super globalist elite. So we're going to be back in a moment. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. Get yourself a copy of Power from On High. I promise you it will transform your life And we will take a deep dive in the book Power from On High into all kinds of things that are censored and things that most people don't know. I will expose for you in the book Power from On High. This is Paul McGuire. We'll be back in a moment. And you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. So in this article, they list a whole bunch of people who could be called myth makers. And they promote, and through PR and stuff like that, they manufacture a whole series of institutional heroes that are really not heroes at all. They're making money under the table. They're telling you things that the media is applauding them for, but that doesn't mean that these manufactured heroes are really speaking the truth. Now, some of the names that the author raises questions about are people like Dr. Rajiv and Dr. Rajiv's involvement with some of the most powerful and wealthiest individuals in the world. And it's important to know who he is and the people behind them and what their goal is. And when you know what their goal is, then hopefully you'll wake up. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people you know. Hopefully they will wake up and they'll finally listen to what you've been trying to warn them about. So this guy, Dr. Rajiv Shah, is a very high-powered manufacturer of institutional heroes. And he works closely with the Rockefeller Foundation and he and many other doctors helped establish what was called the Global Digital IDs. Remember that test for the Global Digital IDs came out about a year or two before COVID, before the COVID pandemic? Now, make a mental note, because there's no accidents in this world. Timing is everything. And I'm talking about synchronicity, but not a New Age synchronicity, a synchronicity based on rational intelligence and evidence. Notice that there's a odd similarity in how certain institutions and individuals rise to power at the exact same time. So, a year or two before the Rockefeller Foundation conducted this global experiment to create the establishment of a global digital ID where you would do all your buying and selling, that was released a year or two before the pandemic. Now, what does that mean? It means that the pandemic has functioned as a force of change. In other words, the globalist elite, the Luciferian elite that run planet Earth, operate under the occult principle of order out of chaos, or new world order out of chaos, or manufactured crisis. So whenever you see a manufactured crisis or you see chaos, most of the time it's because a powerful elite group have initiated that. And the goal is to understand what their objective is. Their objective is, according to their own literature and reports, is to create what they call the Great Reset, which was formerly called the New World Order. And the Great Reset, among other things, is designed to bring in a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world economic system. And this is what is happening all around us. So things like the pandemic, the vaccination, and other things, they are mechanisms that this globalist elite uses to drive forward their dark, hidden agenda. This is Paul McGuire, and you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. So we have this invisible organizational hierarchy, and people like Dr. Shah, he is a spokesman for the Brookings Institution, which many people naively think is a conservative think tank. Now, I'm very familiar with the Brookings Institution because when I used to debate on a regular weekly basis or more on the biggest cable news network shows on the Fox News Network and CNN, etc., I would always aggressively study so I could win the debates before I appeared on national television. And I would often, among my groups of think tanks that I would utilize, would be the Brookings Institution, because I knew that would be the sanitary middle-of-the-road position that the networks would be looking for, rather than quoting somebody that they would call an extremist or whatever. And the Brookings Institution, like a fair share of these institutions, pretends to be a conservative think tank, but in reality, it's not even a moderate think tank. It's a think tank to promote and further the globalist agenda. And people like Dr. Shah, well, he's a key man at the Brookings Institute. And he works with very powerful individuals and groups, as most of these people, like Bill Gates and Fauci and the others do. So, for example, the guys and the girls that are running this whole pandemic and vaccination and the global ID and the Great Reset and all of this stuff, they always come from the same small group of globalist elite, super powerful institutions. For example, the Trilateral Commission. And that was formed by Rockefeller and Brzezinski. And that was originally about creating trade treaties and setting up an international cooperation between free nations, thus Trilateral Commission. And it was part of Rockefeller's ambition to make more money and exercise more control in the Asian nations. Then the think tank, the Atlantic Council, very similar in their perspective. Another think tank, the One, Global Leadership Circle, the Council for Inclusive Capitalism. Now, all of these globalist super organizations, I did a whole show on the Council for Inclusive Capitalism very recently. And in fact, I devote a couple of chapters to it in my brand new book, which you really need to grab while they're in stock. I include some chapters on the Council for Inclusive Capitalism in my brand new book, Power from On High. Because what I found, like I find often when I do a deep dive in these mysterious globalist elite councils, like the Council for Inclusive Capitalism, that the Council for Inclusive Capitalism is not capitalist at all. Ultimately, it's socialist, Marxist, communist ideology dressed up in a corporate suit. The Council for Inclusive Capitalism. Inclusive is always a buzzword of the socialists and the radical left. The Council for Inclusive Capitalism is an organization that is funded and directed by the globalist elite to further the Great Reset and their globalist One world government. That's their entire purpose. You know, they have these soft names that sedate people psychologically, but these are evil organizations out to destroy America as we know it. So you need to pay attention, because you won't hear this in the mainstream media ever. The Global Food Exchange, the Academy of Arts and Sciences, the Markle Workforce Initiative Advisory Board. I wonder if that's the same Markle who married one of the royal princes in England. It would be interesting. It wouldn't surprise me. The Omeris Biotechnology Company. These are all very wealthy, globalist, multinational corporations and institutions that exercise power over the entire world. Okay. The Adrian Arsht Rockefeller Foundation Resilience Center, the World Affairs Council in Jacksonville, and the International Growth Center. And all of these experts get paid lavishly for speaking at all these schools and institutions. They get big, big fat checks. And they speak at these elite globalist institutions. These are the men and institutions that are secretly behind the one world government, the one world religion, and the one world economic system. Organizations like the Aspen Ideas for the Aspen Institute, the Milliken Institute, PATH North, USC's Center of Philanthropy and Public Policy. And now these are the heavy, heavyweight globalist institutions. The World Bank, the most powerful bank and financial institution in the world from a globalist perspective, the bank that controls all the other banks, the World Bank. And along with the World Bank is the World Economic Forum, WEF, that our friend, and I mean that sarcastically, Klaus Schwab is head of. And they made that promise to you, which they have no intention of keeping, which is you'll own absolutely nothing, but you'll never be happier in your entire life. So these hardcore, aggressive, globalist institutions are behind the secret game plans for a digital ID, the secret game plans for a one-world economic social system. They are remapping the world. They are remapping your human DNA into their own image, into their own vision, which is not a biblical vision, and it's not a vision from God. And these globalist advisors, you know, travel in private jets all around the world to push agendas. It is always a fake crisis, like climate change is a fake crisis to push the globalist agenda. And whenever you have a fake crisis, it's a pretense to push the globalist agenda. And what these people are up to is nothing less than the takeover planet Earth. And that's what's happening right now in front of your eyes. The takeover of planet Earth. And you need to wake up and realize what's happening right in front of your eyes. What we see with things like the COVID Commission Planning Group, it's a group of insiders, very, very super rich people that come from super rich families that sit on the corporate interlocking directorates of the biggest and wealthiest corporations and institutions and foundations in the entire world. So going back to this gentleman who was like a super organizer, who helped create, along with some others, the COVID Commission Planning Group. These, when you look at their pedigree or their bio, which I'm doing right now, we see that the COVID Commission Planning Group is directed by a particular gentleman that I made reference to in the last few minutes. But this particular gentleman was the executive director of the 911 Commission and the earlier privately organized Carter Ford Commission on federal election reform. So, this gives you an idea of the character of this individual. He was the executive director, I guess that means the top guy, of the 9/11 Commission and a Commission on Federal Election Reform. Now, how much federal election reform positively has really happened? Well, you know the answer. So would you give this guy, who was the head of it, credit? Because he's the head of the COVID Commission Planning Group, or one of the top heads. And this guy was also the director of the 9/11 Commission. But were they successful in uncovering truth? Have all those disturbing questions been answered? No. So what this guy, I don't care, about how much he's promoted and propped up, but he's an insider. And when you look at the track record of his career, it's a guy that was head of various smoke and mirror operations. And I don't care about this long list and who's who of insiders. I don't see pervasive integrity. I don't see an independence from being dependent and working for, under the table, very powerful moneyed interests. I don't see that. Do you? Okay, so what does this teach us? It teaches us that this Great Reset is a powerful global mechanism. And the purpose of the pandemic, ultimately, is to use it as a force of chaos, a manufactured crisis that will allow the globalist elite and the Luciferian elite to completely reboot our entire global society and nations like America. Their goal is nothing less than the complete destruction of the present world system, especially in America, and then a rebooting or a reconstruction of a brand new global reset. Now, it's amazing how in your face they will lie to you. They're going to tell you that they've told you how happy you're going to be when you own nothing. You'll never be happier in your whole life. You know that's a flat-out lie, because do you think that any of these super wealthy capitalist elite people are going to give away a penny of their wealth? They're telling you you're going to be happier with when you have no wealth. Are they going to have no wealth? Are they going to live in little tiny apartments the size of a closet? Are they going to suffer? No. They're going to continue to be worth hundreds of millions, billions, and trillions of dollars. And they're not going to give away any of their wealth. And if you think, if you're impressed by all of the foundations that people like Bill Gates and Melinda Gates run, then you need to do some homework. Those foundations are designed to function as a tax shelter for the super rich and the super elite, so they can pass down their vast wealth to their sons and daughters tax-free. That's the purpose of a foundation. It's one of the most superior ways that only the elite can take advantage of, because they can hire the best lawyers and accountants to put together their foundations. But the foundations are not for the purpose of altruism or giving. That's the con. They're for the purpose of allowing the super wealthy elite to accumulate enormous amounts of wealth and erect a firewall of protection around their great wealth, which is commonly known as the corporation. So, this is not altruism. And what are the majority of the patents, the inventions, the manufacturing of all these exotic medical technologies, vaccination technologies, et cetera, et cetera. An entire industry is accelerating at an unparalleled rate in developing new vaccines, new types of vaccines, technology that functions on a nanochip implant, which along with graphene oxide injected into the human body via the vaccination, that graphene oxide being metallic, for all practical purposes, turns millions of people into both transmitters and receivers of EMF electromagnetic frequencies. So when you take anything that gives you graphene oxide, which is being put in all kinds of things that you ingest or may be injected into you, the graphene oxide, because of the metallic nature of it, causes you to function as a transmitter of 5G or a receiver of 5G. This means that, and do you think it's an accident that 5G arrived and is about to stand on the stage and perform at the exact same time that the digital monetary system is going to go online, the cashless society, wireless money? You think these are all coincidental arrival dates? They're not. With this new technology, you can link to satellites. Your brain links to satellites. You can transmit and receive. Your bank, your paycheck, every aspect of your life is in constant electromagnetic frequency communication with satellites, cell phones, 5G cell towers, et cetera, et cetera. And the self-assembling nanochip that is injected in your bloodstream via the vaccine. Now, this has a secondary and a third level and a fourth level technology, because it can produce things through electromagnetic frequencies like depression and anxiety, joy, euphoria, peace of mind, sickness, health. You can tune a specific electromagnetic frequency number, okay? And every electromagnetic frequency number is individual to your DNA, but also every electromagnetic frequency number represents the individual you, or an individual frequency corresponds with an individual medical condition, health. Frequency is everything. So specific frequencies can cause depression. Other frequencies can cause optimism, and on we go. And one of the major purposes for this self-assembling nanochip that is alleged that it is being put in the vaccine and injected into your body, and it's being alleged that it's being put in the food supply, and even the expensive drinking water has graphene oxide in the pricey bottled water. And according to some experts, graphene oxide is highly dangerous to the pulmonary system, the arteries, the heart, and other blood vessels, things of that nature. And when the 5G signal at a particular frequency interacts with the graphene oxide, it can create a microscopic condition which causes, which does not allow your red blood cells proper access to your system to give it the desperate oxygen it needs. So it can cause oxygen deprivation, which could kill people. And so all of this is interconnected into this great reboot. And we're moving in. We're not going to move in. We've already moved in, for all practical purposes, into this world of the global reset. This is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us now. Save money. Get a discount on the books I've mentioned, books like Power from On High, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, books like A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1, Volume 2, books like Conquering the Matrix, and learn in a fast-moving, entertaining way, sequentially in my books, learn what's going on, and get the knowledge that gives you power, both spiritually and when you know facts and you know how to use the higher capabilities of your God-given human mind. This is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. We'll be back in a moment. Once again, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. It's not an accident that the Great Reset, 5G, the COVID pandemic, the vaccination, the reactions to the vaccination, the reaction by the economy to vaccinations and the pandemic, and the reaction by human bodies, both children and adults and people with underlying conditions, there's unintended consequences happening. Now, who is behind this? Because what this really is it's a manufactured crisis designed for the purpose of completely taking over society as we know it, and imposing a technological totalitarian regime. That's it. And if you don't know that, you're going to be brutally shocked about how fast it comes and how all-encompassing it will be in the next few short years, unless God's people obey the Lord, repent, seek his face, pray, and stand up for what is right in a law-abiding, peaceful way. And that means the ball's in your court and the ball's in my court. Okay, so Klaus Schwab, author of The Fourth Industrial Revolution, which is like the social economic manifesto for the Great Reset. And remember, when they talk to you and they communicate to you, that they think it's perfectly acceptable to lie habitually. Because their code word is the communist code word. They have the right, they believe, to accomplish their goals by any means necessary. And that's how they operate. So they can look at you straight in the face and lie through their teeth. Now, Klaus Schwab is a smooth PR agent and promoter for his global technocratic agenda. And by technocratic agenda, never, never misunderstand that that means slavery for the average individual and family, a total lack of freedom. And that's not an exaggeration. That is the goal. When you study their writings, their research, and their papers, as I have for decades, that's exactly what they plan to do. And some of the most powerful people in this takeover, which really began to take off with the foundation of the United Nations around 1948, bankrolled by Rockefeller, and then the UN globalist agenda that goes back to the 1970s, the early 1970s, or the late 1960s, which it's not an accident that the UN agenda exploded the same time the counterculture revolution that I was part of exploded. And I write about that in my book, Power from On High. Then we have maybe the most powerful and influential person in global politics, and that was the late David Rockefeller, who was back then known as the chairman of Chase Manhattan Bank. And Rockefeller was the man financing and promoting the rise of communist Russia, and said, and I quote him in my book, Power from On High and The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the World. I quote Rockefeller exhaustively as he talks about how we should turn America into communist China. Pretty scary. During the same time period, the late 60s and 70s, with Rockefeller and these other powerful groups, they decided to create a new paradigm. So David Rockefeller and his armies of think tanks, you know, the royal family belongs to these think tanks. And these think tanks included the Club of Rome, the 1001, a nature trust tied to the prince's World Wildlife Organization, the Stockholm United Nations Earth Day Conference, and the MIT study and action plan called Limits to Growth, which David Rockefeller's trilateral commission helped move forward. Then we have another mysterious group behind the pandemic agenda and everything that's happening. We have these powerful institutions that the media never talks about, but they're the most powerful institutions on planet Earth, such as the Club of Rome. So in 1968, David Rockefeller founded a think tank, the Club of Rome, with some of the most powerful people in the European Union royal families and the European Union billionaire, trillionaire class. And they put together what was called the Club of Rome. And the Club of Rome published a report called Limits to Growth, which was a completely fatally flawed report that said we need to have all these artificial limits to population growth. And that has not been factually the truth at all. And the book they published called Limits to Growth predicted an end to civilization as we know it because of the rapid population growth combined with fixed resources such as oil. So this gives the cover, this gives the pretense to have economic decline and everything else, because you're doing it in the name of solving the population problem. So MIT got into the act, and it made bold predictions regarding the dire consequences of what would happen to the world population with continued industrialization, pollution, food production, and resource depletion continue to unchange. The limits to growth on this planet will be reached sometime within the next 100 years. That was in 1971. And then in 1973, Klaus Schwab, in his third annual Davos Business Leader meeting, invited these world leaders to gather to deal with the Club of Rome called, the Club of Rome said, quote, the earth has a cancer and the cancer is man. Now, these people think like psychopaths. If they think that you're a cancer, then they give themselves the right to do absolutely anything to you in order to destroy you, because their perception of you is you're a cancer. So then we have another super trillionaire billionaire, Maurice Strong. And he teams up, of course, with David Rockefeller. He's also a billionaire oil man, Maurice Strong. He's a Canadian. He's not alive now, but he spent a great deal of his time in the luxurious, the richest areas in communist China, where he was treated like a king. And Maurice Strong was one of the key proponents of this flawed theory that it's man-made CO2 emissions from transportation vehicles, coal plants, and agriculture that caused a dramatic and accelerating global temperature rise, which threatens the planet, the so-called global warming. But the problem with that is global warming is false. The Earth is not getting warmer. So they had to play a little word game, and they renamed their global warming crisis. They named it the climate change crisis. So you see the rich and powerful organizing very quickly, faster than they ever have before, in order to literally take over planet Earth and restructure it in a way that, they benefit from, and we become their slaves. Now, in my brand new book, which you can get at a discount, Power from On High, it's up to the minute in terms of the stuff it covers, the exposés of these globalist organizations. Let me just read you some of the chapter headings in my new book, Power from On High. Chapter 1, A Global Revolution Based on Higher Consciousness. Chapter 4, Metadata, The All-Seeing Eye is Watching You. Chapter 5, Multiple Dimensional Communication, Infinite Bandwidth and Power. If it sounds complicated, it isn't. I explain it to you very simply and easily. Chapter 7, The Globalist Elite are the oldest and richest families in the world. Chapter 6, The 13 Families That Control the World. And they do control the world. Chapter 15, Big Brother, Facebook, and Google are the behavior modification empires. Chapter 18, Mass Formation in the Trance State. Chapter 21, A Scientific Dictatorship, Technocratic Elite, and Mass Electronic Surveillance. And then I keep dealing with these things and exposing what they really are, but then I take you in my book, Power from On High, into how you can receive ultimate spiritual power. And that's biblical spiritual power and the biblical Holy Spirit. And you cannot be victorious in this spiritual battle. You cannot overcome in this spiritual battle in your own human strength, neither can I. And so the Lord led me to, in addition to my research, to focus in for your and my, our absolute need to have the ultimate spiritual power. And it's not you can take it or leave it. You've got to take it or you're not going to make it. I had a miracle happen to me yesterday. I'm just waiting for the right time to share it. Something very powerful happened to me. Very powerful. Chapter 25, The Global Game, Council for Inclusive Capitalism and the Rebranding of Communism and Marxism. Remember, the Global Reset is nothing more than the rebranding of Communism and Marxism. That explains it all. Chapter 28, The Transhumanists Plan to Enslave Mankind. Understand that the super rich, the Luciferian elite, the globalist elite, they have said it in their writings, their videos, their books, their public appearances. They've said over and over again that they perceive that they are superior, intellectually enlightened human beings, and therefore, because they have the money and the power, they have the right to rule over and subjugate and enslave all of humanity, including the American working class, the American middle class, and America itself. They spit on our Constitution and Bill of Rights. They despise it. And they are led and energized by the spirit of Antichrist, which I go into in the book. Now, the book, Power from On High, is 413 pages, fast moving, and it'll be like being hit with lightning. Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. And you go, well, I don't want to be hit by lightning. Well, I don't mean being hit by lightning in the literal sense of being electrocuted by, you know, thousands and thousands of volts and frying and dying. Nobody in their right mind would want that. I'm talking about being hit with an authentic biblical revival and an authentic biblical third great awakening. And I talk about the difference between counterfeit great awakenings and false teachers and true teachers of the Word of God. And then I talk about the difference in power from on high between counterfeit demonic spirits like Kundalini spirits versus the integrity of the Holy Spirit. And I talk about the power of God, Bible prophecy, living how I lived through the Northridge earthquake. I talk about what Burning Man is all about. This book will blow your mind, but to be more accurate, this book will infuse you with God's divine intelligence and an intelligent presentation of a biblical worldview that is not boring, but also this book will infuse you with power from on high and give you the spiritual, intellectual, psychological tools you need to be an overcomer. Now, you can get it at a discount now by going to paulmcguire.us. People have ordered them all over the world. But also be sure to get the other books, like The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, Conquering the Matrix, A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1, and then Volume 2, The Day the Dollar Died, which talks about going into a cashless society, and how I have been talking about that and warning about that for decades, and now it's happening all around us. And by the way, in my book, Power from On High, I talk about the nanochip implant and the cashless society that is coming quickly, which is also a control mechanism. You need to get a copy of this book and pass it around to your friends. Visit paulmcguire.us. I need your help in this spiritual war. I need you to stand with me. I need you to simply ask the Lord in prayer, Lord, what would you have me donate or give or contribute to Paul McGuire Ministries and Paradise Mountain Church? And then whatever God tells you to do, obey him. And then whatever the Lord tells you to do in spreading the links of our programming, do it. And join and help us promote the program and the message behind the program. We are in a battle for ideas, a battle for the human mind, a battle against light and darkness in the intellectual world, the spiritual world. And, you know, I'm saying it again. I have to say it because my conscience commands that I say it. If we do not rise strategically, lawfully, peacefully, intelligently, and guided and anointed by the Holy Spirit, if we do not rise to intelligently protect our land and the God-given freedoms we have been granted, then we cannot blame God if America is seized literally by the forces of evil. This is our hour. This is our time. There is no other time. Because if we don't win the battle now, the other time will be non-existent. And I explain all of this in my book, Power from On High. And I explain how you can simply and intelligently receive and walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. And you don't have to be a wacko or a nut to do that. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us.